Coryell, and Husker Nick.
You guys like baseball?
You all like baseball, don't you?
I like baseball.
Oh, I like baseball.
Baseball, baseball.
The guy's a baseball player, Jerry. Baseball.
My dad got us all seats for opening day.
Well, this is not my average opening day.
Opening day.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's opening day.
Hey, good morning, JP, Coryell, Husker Nick. It is Thursday, March 28th, and yes, opening day for Major League Baseball.
Oh, man.
This is probably one of my favorite parts of the year, other than, I mean, when college football and pro football start up, and then baseball is when I get going.
I used to go to Buffalo Wild Wings downtown when I was in college, and I would skip all my classes today, and I would just go sit and watch games.
Beautiful.
And that was what I did all the time.
JP's prepared with his attire today.
Oh, yeah. No, I always wear Yankee stuff on opening day. Make sure that I get my boys.
For sure.
Found out from Hannah. We all know that Husker Nick is a Kansas City Royals fan. And
that's right.
Best of luck to your team this year as well. Found out Hannah's a Red Sox fan. That's okay. She kind of looked at me like, oh, God, a Yankees fan. I go, no, you know what? We can coexist. I've got friends that are Red Sox fans. I got another friend named Hannah that's a Red Sox fan. My friend Brent's a Red Sox fan. It's okay.
It's okay.
Well, you guys are beating them pretty good lately. So
that helps a little bit too.
That's how I feel about like Denver and the Raiders. I'm just like, meh. I mean, whatever.
When the Red Sox were like winning the World Series and all that, it's like, oh God, could you stop? Just being the way you guys are, but now you're back to kind of normal, and it's like, okay,
there you go.
It is what it is.
We all start fresh this year for baseball. It'll be exciting for a lot of people. A lot of people pay attention. That's all I've gotten this morning. Since I got up at 4, I have noticed at least 15 different buzzers on my wrist of people making fantasy baseball moves on the teams already.
I'm wow. Like,
holy
that
cow.
That seems pretty
Our league early. Is hardcore that we're in.
Yeah, it is a pretty hardcore league that we're going to be
like
playing
it.
In this year.
It makes me happy.
Yeah, I like competition. I'm good with that. This is going to be a fun day. And we've got a lot for you. Hannah, like I mentioned, is in for Coryell. She has officially made it to Denver as her snap story from 3 hours ago was her in the back of a rickshaw laughing her.
Yeah, she's having a great time down there.
It's a three-woman bachelorette party.
Yeah.
In
they
Denver.
Are living it up in Denver right now.
Oh, yeah.
And what a place to be.
There was a picture as well with her. I think it was she on the bottom or on the top?
I'd have to look again.
Hang on, what?
There's a picture.
Hold on, what did you just say?
There's a picture in a beer cooler where there's one girl down on all fours and the other one's standing on her back to try to reach just the top shelf for the
like
the
standing
beverages.
On the girl's
Do
back.
Do me a favor and make sure you mark that for Friday because that was the most ridiculous
that
thing I've ever heard on this show.
That was a good one.
Oh, well, there you go.
Was she on the? There was a picture.
I couldn't tell if she was on the top, bottom or the top.
Quote. There was a picture. Was she
one.
On the bottom or the top? He said.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Right I'm going to have so much fun with that.
Thursday morning.
God, make sure you text her and let her know what you said.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be in the group text between the two of us or the three of us. So, it'll be there for everybody to see.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
Yeah, so she is going to enjoy
Denver coming strong in the morning, baby.
This weekend through Sunday, and then she'll be back to like rest up
She's
on Monday.
She's going to come back hungover for like two weeks straight.
I tell her, and this is how I vacation. If you're going to be gone and then you come back over the weekend, doesn't matter if you come back on Saturday or Sunday, take Monday off.
Yep.
You need that extra day
it makes
to just
a difference.
Regroup and reset yourself.
For sure.
And it's okay. There's nothing wrong with
it. I have to do that for my best friend's bachelorette party. I'm coming home on a Monday, but I'm still taking off like the day to reset.
You've
granted,
got to.
It's not going to be a crazy bachelor.
I know,
party,
but even
though.
But just traveling in general, you're either in a car for a really long time or you're in a plane.
Right,
your body just needs that extra
Regroup.
Day to just.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, we'll see Coryell coming up on Tuesday when she's back. Until then, we got a lot for you.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick Show.
We have an all-new Denver Dubbin with Troy reuniting with somebody from high school. We'll see if we'll get him a second date or not. We'll get JP Mex's guest for Russell Dickerson tickets. A conversation about a guaranteed win or a 75% chance of win. And the nitty-gritty is on the way next. We got Beyonce, Willie, and Dolly. Megan's got new music, plus Hardy, plus Nickelback equals Face Rocked Off.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coryell has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
And the nitty-gritty from Music City brought to you by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. Coryell's out, so I got your nitty for you. Tomorrow's the big day for Beyonce. An Act 2 Cowboy Carter album is unleashed on the world. She's already stated that it's not a country album. It's a Beyonce album. Okay, whatever. But in announcing the track list for it yesterday, she revealed an awful lot of country on this album. In a graphic reminiscent of an old-timey country music poster, she names the songs on the album and also included the names Dolly P and Willie Nelson, though it's unclear if the country legends appear on the album are name-checked or there are songs named after them. We'll all find out when that comes out tomorrow.
Interesting.
Megan Maroney, who is blowing up on the scene right now, released new music to her fans hard and fast in the last couple weeks. She's dropped No Caller ID, 28th of June, and yesterday, another new track. Is she becoming the Olivia Rodrigo of country music?
I think she is. She's taking over the world.
We love it. She's fantastic. And then Hardy is ready to unleash his Hicks Tape Volume 3, Diff Tape is what it's called, D-I-F-F Tape, in honor of Joe Diffie, and a project that has over 30 guest artists that was super hyped about, and we found out who those guests were yesterday. Among those contributing to the Joe Diffie eccentric album are Blake Shelton, Luke Combs, Luke Bryan, Clint Black, Morgan Wallen, Darius Rucker, Randall King, Reba McEntire, the late, great Toby Keith, and a bunch more. Ooh. The album comes out tomorrow, the fourth anniversary of the passing of Joe Diffie, in honor of the man, which is just beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then, how do you make Hardy's song Truck Bed rock even harder? You bring in Nickelback. Yeah.
Amazing.
That's Chad Kroeger and Hardy teaming up. He's definitely had his feet planted in both the rock and country worlds for a while now, and then The Mockingbird and The Crow came out, and you really got a full effect of that. There, it's Nickelback and Hardy on CMT Crossroads. That will be coming up April 6th, where they sing each other's songs and then sing with each other. So definitely look for that on CMT.
It's the duo we didn't know we needed.
I know. And
it's amazing.
They're so much fun together.
Oh,
cannot
for sure.
Wait.
Yeah.
That's the nitty gritty for Music City. I'm JP, and for Coryell with Kix 96.9. I've been waiting on some good news. Every day at this time, we give you a chance to give us some good things. If you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969. Hannah is in for Coryell, so you get to go first. What's your good thing?
I have a couple.
Okay.
One of them is really short. I always give my dad a shout out every time Truck Bed plays because he has a crazy obsession with Hardy.
Yeah.
So shout out to him. His name is Mark. Good morning, Dad.
Good morning.
And my next one is Dairy Queen is going to be offering free blizzards in April, and they're also coming out with like a new summer menu.
Oh, wow.
They're expanding their summer blizzard menu starting April 1st.
Oh, okay.
And anybody who loves ice cream knows that this is a big deal. So go get ice cream from Dairy Queen.
Yeah, no kidding.
Nice.
Like the blizzards. Nick, your good thing.
My good thing. I got two of them real quick. The first one, my son is actually going to have his first baseball game for ABA. I'm coaching his team. He's in 11U. We play tonight out at Mahoney. And
so awesome.
He's got his first game, so I'm very excited. We've been practicing for 3 months, and it's his first time on a travel team, which is really cool, and he's all jazzed up about it. And my other good thing is that my daughter is making a big sacrifice because today is her 6th birthday.
Aww.
And she is going to spend it with her brother at the ballpark, but she's very excited for Carter's first game because that's the kind of little lady she is. But last night I was putting her to bed and she goes, "Dad, guess what?" And I go, "What's that?" And she goes, "It's the last day of my fives." And I was like, oh man,
could you just
why don't you just, rip my heart
so
right out
cute.
My chest, little lady. Why don't you just do it now?
Oh.
Game over for Dad. Dad's depressed.
Happy birthday, Bailey.
But yeah, so my awesome. Little lady, Bailey, turning 6 today. She's at Russo Elementary and she's got school, so she's excited to see everybody and it being her birthday and all that.
That's so cute.
That's fantastic. Yeah, what do you say? Did you say something else? I'm sorry.
Oh, I just said it'll be fun.
Okay,
that's
perfect.
All. Yep.
Sorry. I got two good things. First of all, thank you to everybody who gave shout-outs to Tristan. His dinner last night for his senior banquet went, was awesome. Again, thank you to all the professors, his fellow classmates, because they all do, from everything from the linens to the decor on the tables to the ingredients, the whole thing, it's all class and student-driven and run. And Tristan created the thing from the ground up, and we had this amazing Japanese meal with yakitori and yakisoba and hanami dango and all these other things that were...
It looked really cool.
It was awesome and it went great. If you are, if you've got a kid that isn't sure what they want to do after high school, and Tristan was one of those guys, he's like, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know if I want to go to school or not. I don't know. And he's, I go, what do you like to do? He's like, I like to take photos and I like to bake. I'm like, well, let's go check out the culinary department at SEC, Southeast Community College, because the Great Plains Culinary Institute is talked about nationwide. And we go in there, and like within just minutes of touring, he's got this grin on his face like, I want to be here.
Yeah.
And so if you're looking for a kid that is trying to help him figure things out, take him there. Yeah. Show him the kitchen.
I was
it's
one of those
pretty
people.
Awesome. Yeah. Get in there and enjoy it. My other good thing, and it's a shout out to a friend who's also turning 50 this year, and apparently it's an early birthday gift to himself, my buddy Travis. There's a photo of him with 50 cases of Busch Light.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
He apparently, it says, Trav did a thing. Happy early 50th birthday to himself.
Oh, that's amazing.
So
that's
somehow
great.
He got a hold of 50 cases of Busch Light and just ready to go for his
that's
birthday.
That's amazing.
Yeah. There's a few good things to start your day.
Be a billionaire, so freaking bad.
Well, we tried. And then the Mega Millions, a.k.a. Mega Billions, was won the other night. $1.1 billion.
That's
so
a nice chunk of money there.
We tried. But somebody in New Jersey.
Of course.
Probably doing a little Jim Tam laundry and then all of a sudden looked at their Powerball like, hey, look, at I just won $1 billion.
Look what I got.
Gosh, that'd be so nice.
I'm going to buy the Trump Tower and live there with all of my friends. There was a dude, though, that blew like $600 on tickets in the Mega Millions jackpot in California trying to win the whole thing.
Oh, no.
We still got the Powerball because that's tomorrow. No, Saturday. It's like $935 million.
Yeah, yeah. There's still plenty of money out there floating out
there. That's so much.
I saw this yesterday and wanted to ask you guys, would you rather have a 100% chance of winning $1 million? Guaranteed. $1 million on the table, 100% you win.
Okay.
Or a 75% chance at winning $100 billion.
Oh.
And so,
okay.
Nick, you were quick. I think you were pretty quick to say 75%.
Yeah, Coriel beat me to it, but I kind of am the same way. Like, odds are you're fine. Like, the odds are that you'll make it.
The odds are that you're going to win this money.
Yeah.
But it's not guaranteed. I mean, $1 million is life-changing
That's
money.
That's still a lot. Yeah.
Like, I was instantly.
I feel like it'll haunt me that I could have tried for $100 billion. That's a lot.
Okay.
I see.
Plus, think of what I could do.
Oh. Right. What you could do with
$100 million. But, like, also, $1 million is already, like, a lot.
So much money.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't know. Yeah, probably the 75%.
The first option is guaranteed money that could change your life. The second would make you one of the richest people in the world, but there's a 1 in 4 chance you get nothing.
I don't know. I'm not good at math anyway, so.
That's okay. You don't have to be good at math when it comes to this. Just, that's life changing.
I think I would choose the 75% chance.
What would you, if you won big money, we've talked about this before on the show.
What would I do with it?
What would you do with it? I know, Nick, you were going to just go off the grid, like buy an island, right?
Yeah, I would buy an island.
And just be gone.
I mean, honestly, now that I'm in commercial real estate, I would invest it in commercial real estate to make a bunch more money.
Yeah, no kidding. Why not?
I would also make myself like a park somewhere in town that all the kids could use, like a ballpark.
Oh, nice.
That would have football fields, that grass, baseball fields, and maybe like an indoor thing, and it'd be named after me, and that would be where all, and I just let them use it.
Could you make sure there's a bunch of trees for the parents coming out?
I'll just build some shade,
those shade umbrella things. Because, like, that's the one thing when Tristan was going through baseball and, like, middle school and high school,
sunburns.
A lot of these ballparks don't even have, there's no shade, and you're out in the middle of, I'm like, oh my God.
So hot.
Okay.
I probably pay off all of my parents' debt and then like buy them a house, get my dad a new pickup truck. But and then I probably is, like
for yourself though. Yourself.
For myself,
if you had $100 billion, you could give house. Literally give a billion of it because you'd still have 99 billion left. You could literally give a billion of it to Hardy so that he has to hang out with your dad for a year.
You can you imagine?
That would be amazing.
Here's
were
a
like,
$1 billion for you, Hardy. I just needed to hang with my dad.
Yeah, here's a billion. You
I'll
have to hang
to
out
with my dad.
With my dad.
I will.
I would be willing to bet he'd be like, yeah. I mean, I'll do it for 2 years.
Right.
What do you need?
He's like, what do you want?
What do we got?
Friends forever. I mean,
then
seriously.
I'll meet your dad and be like, hold on, he's kind of cool. I'll just keep hanging out with him for free.
He would have my dad like go on tour with him just for him to be there.
Yeah, just to have him be his traveling buddy.
That'd be amazing.
We are.
You call up your dad. Where are you at? It's like, I'm in Dubai. How are you in Dubai? Well, Hardy and I are here. He's got a show.
Honestly, like how it is with my dad anyway, because he travels for work and I never know where he's at. Yeah. So sometimes I'll call him anyway and be like, what state are you in today? I have no idea.
That's funny. Well, there you go. So here's your choice. Are you going to choose a guaranteed $1 million or 75% chance of $100 billion? We'll put it up and see what people think.
Yeah.
Check this out. Here's what's trending online now.
On Kix 96.9.
And what's trending is brought to you by Camping World of Lincoln.
Three.
TikTok is under the gun again, and this time it's not Congress. It's the Federal Trade Commission that's launched a probe into the social media company over its data and security practices. They're looking into whether TikTok violated part of a federal law that prohibits unfair and deceptive business practices by denying that people in China and had access to U.S. users' data. That investigation is reaching its end. They could settle in the next few weeks. If not, the agency is going to move forward with a lawsuit, which would hand the issue over to the Justice Department. So TikTok still being kind of batted around.
That's
with
great.
the government and the higher ups and whether or not we have to keep TikTok or not.
It's just a nonstop conversation about TikTok
it's
right now.
It's constantly.
Yeah. It's like been years, I feel like.
Yeah,
it's just it's just a fun place to be.
There's a lot going on. Yeah, exactly. It's just a fun place to be, but what's behind the curtain? That's
right.
That's what they're all trying to dig into and figure that out. Speaking of behind the curtain.
Nickelodeon.
I don't know if you've watched the Quiet on the Set docuseries yet, but wow. Yeah, like you were saying, your childhood's kind of messed up.
I mean, ever since hearing like all these, you know, actors coming forward with certain allegations, it's because that's what I grew up watching was Nickelodeon and Disney and all these actors that are coming forward. So it's like, it's just a lot to take in.
Yeah, Nick?
Oh, I was just going to say, I totally agree. It's insane. Like, absolutely insane.
If you haven't seen it yet, it's a docuseries on Max. You can also get it on Prime. But Quiet on the Set goes and investigates the former child stars between the 90s and 2000s on Nickelodeon, and specifically Dan Schneider shows that were created and the people that he hired to work on the shows, including some terrible people that ended up going to jail for some stuff. Drake Bell has more to say about it. The former child actor is set to appear on newly added episodes of the docuseries. They officially were greenlighted with a fifth episode for Drake to return, which is called Breaking the Silence and promises to delve deeper into the toxic workplace claims that were made against Nickelodeon in the first four episodes. One of those stars was Kenan Thompson, who spoke out about the documentary recently. The former Kenan and Kel and Good Burger and now SNL star said that for him, he really didn't have any of that going on around him. Dan Schneider created the show, but didn't have a hand in the Kenan and Kel show, so they didn't see that stuff on their, but there's plenty of other people that have come out about it.
Crazy.
So we'll continue to see what goes on with that.
One!
Sweet 16 action starts up tonight. The NCAA men's basketball tourney resumes, and it's like they're just going to pile games on you.
Yeah, baby. Four games tonight.
But why not? I don't get why you do this. So one game starts at 6, Clemson at Arizona, and then at 6:39 is San Diego State and UConn. Unless you've got picture-in-picture. Or
I was
going to
say,
two TVs.
Watch, like, multiple at the same
time? Yeah. I mean, you're going to pull up one on your laptop and the other one's going to be on your TV, or if you got multiple TVs.
Yeah, they got to get the games done. Yeah. Otherwise, they wouldn't get done until like 2, 3 in the morning.
That's true. And so those two games start up, and then at 8:39 is Alabama, North Carolina, and then at 9:09 is Illinois versus Iowa State. Those games on CBS and CBS and TBS. True TV, if you've got those. And then, of course, we mentioned at the top of the show,
baseball.
Major League Baseball opening day is today. Of luck to your teams, whoever they may be. We all start undefeated today.
I'm always so happy for Cubs fans because this is like the happiest day of the year for them, and it's all downhill.
It's how it starts. Yeah,
this is where it goes, you know. But at least they got today where everybody is so happy.
Right.
And they flood all the different places. Shout out to our guy Rosie, who's a big Cubs fan.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to be all excited for today.
They know how to have fun. Cubs fans know how to have fun.
They're kind of like Cowboys fans. Where, like, it starts out and you're excited for the season.
Yep. That makes sense.
Then the season gets here and
I'm glad you remember what team you love.
There you go. So, just a few things to get your day going, and that's what everybody's going to be talking about today. Troy has changed since high school, and someone noticed, but now is a ghost. Let's get into Date Him or Dump Him.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date Him or Dump Him with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Troy would like to reconnect with somebody he's actually known for a while now. Good morning, Troy.
Hey, good morning, man.
Hey, man. So tell us about you and this girl named Janelle that you mentioned in your message to us about how you guys have known each other and stuff.
So she and I, we've actually known each other for quite some time. We went to the same high school, I wasn't even close to her age. She's hot. I mean, like, Sydney Sweeney. Hot.
You know, God. All right,
you were good. Nice. She's smoking, and I, you know, I was in band.
Some people really have it all.
You're the band kid.
I was drum corps.
Okay.
Like, dorky, but, like, you know, I was living in band, you know? So we knew each other because our parents were friends. Fast forward a couple Saturdays ago, and I just want to, you know, state, I'm way hotter than I was in high school.
Oh, okay? So you've had kind of a glow up then. Okay.
A glow up.
High school was a rough time for me, but, you know, I've grown up, grown into my body.
Right.
So anyway, a couple of Saturdays ago, we bump into each other at a St. Patty's Day party. This is at a bar. We reconnect. I buy her a beer, and later we're making out, and things kind of progress from there, you know?
Oh, okay.
You were swapping green food dye tongue spit, huh?
And then some. And then, you know?
Nice.
So since then, since St. Patrick's Day, we've been texting, we've been hanging out. She's stayed over a couple times, and then this past weekend, a friend of hers was having a weekend hangout. She invited me, and of course, I say yes.
Okay.
And it was cool. Just hanging out in the hot tub, or we're inside, we're drinking, playing flip cup and stuff like that.
Just okay.
Hanging out. So we get back. And nothing. I mean, she's just like radio silence.
Okay.
Before, like, you would be texting all the time, you know? Now she hasn't even been over since then.
Over to see you.
So I'm like, all right, if you're gonna dump me, then dump me? What's going on?
Okay.
So I thought maybe you guys could I don't know how. Are we going to do the Band-Aid slow, or are we going to rip it off? Like, well, what's going on here?
Okay.
Well, two things come to mind for me. Either one, maybe it all's fine and dandy and it was really fun, but maybe it just moved a little fast.
Oh, that's a possibility.
I mean, it's just a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it just was moving fast and it kind of scared her off or something. And then the other thing is maybe there's something here because you said your parents know her parents.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like beef with them that you don't really know about, or I mean, I don't know.
Some inside
maybe
information
there's like,
type stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Stuff being said there, or I don't know. Those are just the initial.
From you. Okay.
Thoughts.
Okay.
Things I suspect,
should
man,
say. Yeah, man. Being at one of those events can be scary. You don't even know. You might have just like walked weird into a room and then they're like, can you believe that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Did like you see the way he walked in here with his chest all puffed out like he owns the place?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The chit-chat behind your back type stuff, yeah.
I had a buddy. We used to go to the cabin and he'd always bring like a girl that he was dating with him.
Yeah.
And his mom would always tell him,
because the cabin, she would always tell him, when you go to the bathroom, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. And if these women just would always flush the toilets, and she'd get super mad at him and never be invited back again.
See, it could be over the dumbest thing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it could just be the craziest thing that she's like, she can't even follow simple rhyming directions. Like, what do you want them to say?
Simple rhyming directions.
Why?
It even rhymes.
Try what we'll do is we'll give Janelle a call, see if we can get her on the phone for you. And if it's something we can fix, then we'll be glad to give you guys dinner out on us. If not, you'll at least know why she's ghosting you, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Here's the interactive part of things, Hannah. You can guess what went wrong between Troy and Janelle.
Yeah.
You can do it in GIF form.
GIF form is the best
there
form.
There you go. Thank you for filling in for Coriel with that line. You can get in, yeah, Dan or Dumb on Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969, and in GIF form, tell us what you think went wrong between Troy and Janelle. We'll get your guesses coming up. It's Kix.
You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So if you're just joining us, we talked to Troy, who knew Janelle back when they were in high school. She is like Sunny Sweeney hot, is what he said, in high school. And he was in band. He's like, I played the drums, so I'm not a total poser like a tuba player or something. But we were never really friends. We knew of each other, and our parents were friends. We were acquainted. So fast forward to a couple of weekends ago, he has glowed up, in his words, and they bumped into each other at a St. Patrick's Day party at a bar, reconnected, had some beverages, apparently shared
things
some
went
spit.
Down.
Yeah, and things progressed there. They've been hanging out, and then they went to a friend of hers for a weekend hang at someone's place, and now she's not texting him, and he wanted us to track her down and see what's up.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Janelle.
Yeah, that's me.
Janelle, hi, it's JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show. How's it going?
Oh my gosh, good. Is this for real?
It is for real. Yeah, we are calling on behalf of, well, a friend of ours and a friend of yours, somebody you've known for a long time, wanting us to reach out and see about getting you two to go out on a date again. Troy reached out to us and said you guys had met up at St. Patrick's Day and kind of hooked up and been hanging out. Went to a friend's for a weekend, and now you've been kind of quiet.
Oh my God. Okay.
So he'd kind of like to know what's up with you. What's going on?
Yeah, the details.
Okay. Honestly, my friends are telling me I'm being a little bit too shallow about this.
Okay.
But I found out he has a tramp stamp tattoo.
Oh.
What?
Mm. Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, lower back tat.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, you're right, lower back tat.
Thank you for cleaning it up, yeah.
I didn't see it, but my friend Megan did, and she was walking behind him to the hot tub, and yeah, saw it when he was getting in. And then when he got out to go get more drinks, that was when I saw it for the first time.
Was his whale tail hanging out of his his pants as well?
Wow. Yeah, what kind of tattoo was it?
I don't know. It's like a sun tattoo. It's like cheesy. Yeah, it's like... Yeah.
It makes me think of Jersey Shore era when that aired on MTV. It was all of these dudes that came out of the woodwork that suddenly had their sun ring around their belly button tattoos.
Oh, yeah. Those are
the
weird.
The GTL dudes.
Yeah. How big or small is this tattoo?
It's a decent size, but I never saw it like when we were hooking up.
Okay.
So it's a nice size.
Does he have any other tattoos?
No, that was the only one that I saw.
Okay. Okay.
I don't think he does, but...
Just because you traditionally don't see them on men, you just don't.
Right.
So you got to wonder if like maybe he lost a bet or something.
Oh,
maybe it's like a fantasy football bet or something.
Oh, that's a good point.
Or maybe that's just what he wanted. Bet. I mean, let the freak flag fly. Do whatever you want.
Listen, man, I went to New York City when I was 22, and I sat in a chair and at the last minute got out of the way from getting a giant sun on my shoulder. Bad tattoos can happen sometimes.
Yeah, he caught a stray, and then it just happened.
Yes, and luckily I got out of the way of that one. I was like, oh, hang on, I don't really want to do this. What was I just about to think about doing there? It's not that those are bad, but a lot of people, that's what people got back then. then.
You said your friends are like thinking you're being kind of a diva about it, and you just like, it's not a big deal, it's just a tattoo?
Like, they're totally like, why are you overreacting? Like, it's just, you know, it's tattoo, and I think that that's why I haven't ended it, because I guess I'm trying to figure it out. I'm kind of on the fence. I really like him, but it just caught me off guard.
Yeah, and it's no, like, totally. How do you be like, hey, man, I think you're cool, but your lower back tat's freaking me out.
Yeah, I mean, in this world, let's be honest, in this world, when it comes to tattoos on men, a lower back tattoo, and there's so many dudes that have these, but that barbed wire around their bicep.
Yeah, the barbed wire.
Like, JP, I don't know how, as a 50-year-old male, you don't have one of those.
I've learned from you guys what not to do when it comes to tattoos.
No, well, because when you were in high school, that's when those were, like, the thing. Like, every guy I know who's 50 or, like, in his late 40s has one. Hooks has one.
Hey, it could be worse, girl. I'll tell you what. I had brief encounters with a man who had a horseshoe tattoo on his body towards the lower half that said, lucky you. So it could be worse.
Wow.
Oh. My God. And she's been with Jackson ever since.
All right. Well, let's bring Troy back in here. She's a little freaked out by your corny sun tattoo on your lower back there, bud.
I completely forgot about that thing.
Well, it's not like you see it every day.
Right, it's just there.
No, it's one of those things that I'm planning to get it removed, but it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. You know, it's not, I can't see it. I forget about it, out of sight, out of mind.
Can I ask why you have it?
I told you, in high school, I wasn't so very popular.
Got it.
And there was this girl who went to high school across town, and for some reason she liked me.
Oh, stop. Give
we
yourself
went out a couple of times.
You have a better vote of confidence here. Come on. Of course she liked you.
We went out. She wanted to get matching tattoos. And I had my brother's ID. I was 15 when I got that.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Tattoo. And I did it because I liked this girl, and I thought that's how you show a girl you like her, and it was dumb, and I regret it. Like I said, I don't see it every day. I forget it's back there. That's
right.
That also seems like such a, I'll just call it young love, because it's harder to explain it, but what a young love thing too, because like you'd think, you'd hope in that scenario that like she'd be like, no, that's kind of weird. But when you're younger, I don't know, I can see you being like, oh, that's actually kind of cool that he was matching.
Dude, I'm telling
you. Not really realizing when you get older, you're like, okay, that was actually weird.
I couldn't even legally drive a car, and I got a dumb tattoo on my back.
Dude, that has happened to a lot of...
You got a tattoo on your dumper.
A lot of high schoolers and a lot of men do dumb stuff for women when they're in high school.
That's a true fact.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Now that you've heard about all of this, Janelle, are you a little bit more inclined to want to go out again with Troy? Because we'd be more than willing to pay for dinner for you guys to go out again.
Yeah, honestly, I think it's kind of funny.
Oh, good. Okay.
I really like him, and I think we have a good time together. And now I can kind of just, like, make fun of him for that.
Yeah, that's 100%. That's a pass. That's a green light. Ideally, we'd pay for your tattoo removal, but that's just too much, man. So you have to settle for some steaks.
Sorry about
that. I'll take it. I will take it, please.
You need to give him some sort of nickname, like, in reference to a, like...
You have to call him LB or something.
Something, man. Like Apollo or... There's got to be some nickname for him in there that has to do with the fact that he's the sun god. Because he's got a dumb sun on his
head.
Like, that could be the new nickname.
Janelle, you're good to go out again?
Yes, awesome. I think that'd be great.
Perfect. Well, then we'll take care of dinner for you guys. We'll let you get together. We'll laugh about this story and many more, I'm sure.
Thank you.
That sounds great, guys. Thank you very much.
Hey, you bet, guys. So we sorted out things with Troy and Janelle, and Troy's sun tattoo on his lower back was what she was like, I don't know if I want to be with a guy who's got a lower back tattoo. But he's like, hey, I don't know what's back there. I forgot about it. I got it back when I was in junior high school.
You do forget about your tattoos.
Do you have tattoos on your back that you've forgotten about?
Yes.
Really?
I have 4 on my back.
Do you really?
Yes.
And you just don't even think about it because you
don't get it out. Sometimes I forget about them,
you
and then
that
like,
there.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one.
You're like, oh yeah, I got that tattoo that one time.
Yeah.
But coming up here, we want to talk about this.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is what's next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
To have Troy feel a little bit better about himself and his ridiculous tramp stamp, sun tattoo, and his lower back thing. Tell us about your tattoos, your tattoo stories. Did you or someone you know get a bad tattoo or almost get one? What was it, Nick?
I'll tell you all about
Nick's
it.
Got
I've
his
got a couple
coming
stories.
Up.
Stories, yeah.
You got two. 466-996 if you'd like to let us know about your tattoo horror stories or bad stories, whether it's you or somebody you know.
Hey, those are cool tats, man.
Oh, for real. Thank you, bro. Yeah. You see the cobra?
And what is this one?
Oh, this? Uh-huh. It's my credo.
My credo.
No regrets. Mm-hmm.
You have no regrets?
Dad?
No.
Like, not even a single letter?
No way. Not me.
Well, I love them.
That's from the movie where the Millers, where he has no regrets.
No regrets.
Yeah, no regrets whatsoever.
I need to watch that movie again.
Oh, my God. We're coming off of the fact that Troy, when he was younger, got a sun tattooed on his lower back.
Yeah.
And he's like, I forgot about it.
To match his girlfriend? Is that what he
said?
Yeah,
yeah, some girl tattoos. That he liked. Oh, and went and got matching tattoos.
Hannah, you see the power you wield over these idiot guys you date? Like, this is what it is, man.
It's a thing.
Like, it's real.
Yeah.
No.
So we wanted to know from you your bad tattoos, your tattoo horror stories. What you almost got a tattoo, and you're glad you didn't get that one. Jared on X says, my buddy Travis just turned 50. He totally has the quintessential barbed wire tattoo around his bicep.
Seriously, if like you were born like, again, JP, you're right in the bullseye area, but like if you were born in the mid-70s, by the time you got to high school, it was barbed wire city if you had the opportunity.
I'm so
that was the thing, and then those or like the tribal ones. Remember those?
Yeah,
those were big
those
back
were
then
huge.
Too.
Yeah. Was it Blake Shelton has a tattoo on his? It's supposed to look like deer tracks, but it looks like ladybugs on his arm.
That's awesome.
And he's been picked on for years about that one.
That's crazy.
I was in New York City, and like I mentioned before, I was in New York City, and I tried to just walk into a random tattoo parlor. And I sat in the chair, and I was going to get this giant, just all blacked out sun on my shoulder. Thank God at the last second, I was like, no. Because I was a big fan of Godsmack, the band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that I wanted that so bad. And, like, again, for me being 42, I dodged that. I must have, like, neoed that thing at front, you know, and just dodged those bullets as they were flying by me. Because I know, like, six people with that tattoo. Like, it's just crazy.
I could never just walk into a tattoo place and just be like, let's just get something random. I have to have it, like, super planned out. But I do know somebody who does have their ex-boyfriend's name
on their tattoo.
Tattooed on them.
Boy, you really got to be
It's a really
sure
messy situation, actually, but...
Yeah.
Well, it's not super visible, actually.
We had, I think it was a couples therapy it was like a Make It Right or something like that, where the guy he's got a full sleeve.
Oh, and her face.
And her face.
Was it her face?
His ex's face
I
is
remember
on
that.
And his current girlfriend's like, I don't want her face.
Yeah, that's weird.
If we're going to be together.
Weird. I don't regret any of my tattoos, though.
Yeah. No, and that's the thing. It's like,
and did you say during break you had 4 tramp stamps? Is that
no,
what you said?
No. Oh, my. Hannah. No, there are no tramp stamps, and I know my dad is also listening. No, Dad, there are no tramp stamps. I do not have one of those. I have 11 or 12 tattoos, but none of them are that.
That's so funny. That's awesome. I'm getting text messages from that softball group that got the Bush Light tattoos on their biceps saying there is no regrets on that one at all.
Not a one. Nuh-uh.
I think one of my friends wants to get a Bush Light tattoo.
They're popular. You know, I think those guys made it popular.
Yeah, they probably did.
Cody Johnson just played before this, right?
Yeah.
I have 2 Cody Johnson tattoos.
Well, that makes sense because he's like one of your favorites.
When you say that, I picture like little cartoon characters. Like they're like Cody Johnson where he's got like the big head and the little tiny
like
body.
Sweet
he's got
Life of Zach and Cody.
Yeah, he's got a cartoon guitar and he's just like, Cody
Maybe
Johnson.
Maybe I should get one of those.
That's, like that's how
Funko
I picture
Funko Pop version of him?
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Funko Pop. It's exactly like that. That's what
God.
I picture.
Oh, my God.
Well, you can, so funny.
You can share your bad tattoo stories or maybe somebody you know that got one. And if you get bonus points for pics if you put it up.
Yeah, we want to see all the pictures.
On Facebook and X, KX969. Chance to see that guy live is a part of today's JP Makes His Guess. Russell Dickens coming to the Astro. The pre-sale for radio starts today. You can find the details about that on our website at KZKX.com. And also Facebook will have the details for you coming up before 10 o'clock. Let's get to the game. Pairing up with Nick is Paul. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
And with Hannah today filling in for Coria, Lance and Hannah today. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning.
All right, so today's category with the big weekend coming up. course, Easter this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
The best Easter candy of all time.
Gosh.
Okay. Like, this is what you want in your Easter basket.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like,
okay.
And the brands that they're out there that would be attached to it. So you can, like, the various things within the brands and stuff.
Yep.
And since Hannah won the last time you two played, Nick and Paul will get to go first. The top 10 best Easter candy of all time. And hey, the number one answers were the point and a half.
My kids always ask the Easter Bunny to bring them those peanut butter cup eggs. Yeah.
With the Reese's peanut butter cup eggs?
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Like, those things are so good.
Reese's peanut butter cup eggs are the number one.
That's actually crazy. Okay,
it's no truly way.
It's not crazy if you have good taste in candy.
Exactly.
I love them though.
I would take an entire Easter basket full of just the Reese's.
Oh my god,
Reese's are my favorite.
Yeah,
I love them.
Okay, we'll go to Lance and Hannah and the best Easter candies of all time.
Lance, do you have? I have an idea, but I want to see if you have an idea because it's your tickets.
Cadbury eggs.
Yeah.
The Cadbury eggs.
Those are so good. Yeah.
Whether it's the mini, the caramels, or the creams, Cadbury eggs come in at number three on this list.
Okay. Now I need to go buy some.
No, right? Back to Paul and Nick, the best Easter candies of all time.
I've got ideas, but you tell me, my man. What are you thinking?
Boy, I don't know. You picked the one I wanted.
Well, another one, usually, like, when the Easter Bunny drops off that basket, there's always jelly beans in there. Like, it's always just chock full of jelly beans.
Yeah. Let's go with it.
Jelly beans in at number 10.
See, I'm lucky. I've got two kids that the Easter Bunny apparently likes and drops stuff off with.
Yeah.
He just knows,
good recall. Yeah, for sure. Okay. Anna and Lance, the best Easter candies of all time.
Lance, do you have any other ideas?
Marshmallow Peeps.
I was thinking that. Peeps. I'm so glad you said that. Yes.
Peeps are in there. Peeps are at number 7. They're also on the list of the most hated Easter candy.
They're both. Yeah, 100%.
That makes sense.
All right, Paul and Nick can win the game with this answer right here.
All right, so I would say there's two options here. I'm going to give them both to you. You pick one, and then lead us to victory. So, the two that I know get put in there, the first one I'd say would be sweet tarts. They're egg-shaped sweet tarts. Again, that's like the bunny puts them in there as filler. Do you want to go with that, or do you want me to give you the other one?
Give me the other one.
The other one is the little tiny Snickers. They have, like, Snickers makes, like, specific for the holiday ones, too. So, either one you think.
Yeah, let's go with the Snickers.
Okay.
Go with Snickers for the win.
Rats.
Man. Really came down to who had the number one answer.
Number one answer.
Yeah, so here's your top 10. The jelly beans coming in at number 10. The Hershey Solid Milk Chocolate Bunny. The big
one. Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't even think about a giant bunny rabbit. Duh.
Came in at number 9. The Snickers eggs or candy, little mini candy bars came in at 8.
Yep, those are popular.
The Peeps at 7. Sweet Tarts.
Yeah.
We're in at 6.
I'm on this.
The Hershey Solid Milk Chocolate Eggs have their own category. They're at 5. Yeah. The Whopper Robin Eggs came in at
number
4.
I don't know.
I don't like those.
They're not bad. They're okay.
I don't like
Not my favorite. Yeah. Cadbury, all the different variations in at 3. The Easter-colored M&M's
come
in at number 2.
I kind of forgot about those.
I know. They just got an extra one.
Oh,
it's filler, right? Because all you care about.
That's the bed of goodness that you then set the really good stuff on top
of.
Yeah.
Like all the Reese's.
The Easter Bunny is adept at filling up a basket.
Yeah.
For sure.
Knows what he's doing. All right. Well, hey, congratulations, Paul. You are our winner today.
Yay.
Lance, thanks for playing the game. That is JP Makes Us Guests for today. On Thursdays, we get visits from our friends with the Capital Humane Society. Nadia's in this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Especially when you brought in that sweet baby angel.
Yes.
Of a puppy for today.
Yeah. She's very cute.
So Coriel normally has like this whole interview thing where then it's a dog. We're just going to go right to it because Betsy's so cute.
Yeah, she's very, very sweet. We can do that.
So what is Betsy?
Betsy is a rat terrier mix.
Okay.
Her mom came in as a stray. pregnant with 8 puppies, and was actually born on Christmas. Mom's about 15 pounds. Betsy's currently 9 pounds, so I think she'll be...
She's currently licking the microphone, which is what you do. Yeah.
So I think she'll be about 15 pounds or so. She's black and white. She's got some white legs and some black spots on her legs, and her tail has a white tip. It's about 50-50 there. Okay. But yeah, 3 months old, ready to go home today. Her other siblings have been adopted already. So she's the last one.
Yeah.
And she was with one of our foster parents. So she's very social when it comes to other people and kids and other dogs. We always recommend meeting dogs and kids, making sure everyone gets along. But she is a great puppy. That being said, she still has a lot to learn.
Right. She's a puppy.
Yes. So her new family, you know, they can expect to work on potty training and commands and kind of learning how to be a big girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So is she going to be a little bit bigger or about the regular size there or no?
I think she'll be a little bit bigger. Okay. So like I said, currently she's 9 pounds. Mom was 15. We're thinking maybe 15 to 20 pounds, but with us not knowing who dad is,
right?
It's kind of a surprise, but I don't think she'll be very big. She is quite small.
She's sweet. You just carried her right into the studio today.
Oh, she loves it, but don't let her fool you because she has some major zoomies.
Oh,
she can go.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if people want to see Betsy, where can they find her?
Betsy will be at the Pylock Pet Adoption Center around 1 o'clock today off of Highway 2 and South 70th. We also have a lot of other dogs. We are pretty full on dogs, so you can come see Betsy or any of the other dogs we have available for adoption.
And then you talked about fostering. That people do that on the regular basis?
Yes, we have quite a few fosters, actually, and it kind of depends. It can be a medical foster. It can be a situation like this where mom comes in and is pregnant, you know, and you foster the mom and puppies, or maybe some spicy kittens to learn how to socialize them. So we do have quite a few fosters, and with kitten season coming up, you can also foster and be a bottle baby foster for those, you know, weak old kittens that unfortunately don't have a mom.
Okay. Well, you can find out more about Betsy and all the other animals that are available at the Capital Humane Society at CapitalHumaneSociety.org. Nadia, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Today is tickets officially go on sale with the Kix pre-sale to see Russell Dickerson live. You can find that on our Facebook page, KX969. That pre-sale starts here at 10 a.m. And so if you like the details, you need to get to Facebook, KX969, to see Russell Dickerson. Your special guest, David Morris, will be live at the Astro Amphitheater on August 15th. And we've got your chance to win more tickets coming up tomorrow. We'll do that without a context contest for a free fun Friday. So we'll be back. We'll get a redneck movie review. We'll get to talk to one of the Monster Jam drivers. That Monster Jam's coming up at PBA this weekend as well. But yeah, Russell Dickerson presale is today's big thing. The details on Facebook, X and Instagram, KX969, so you can get in on the fun. If you missed any of today's show, again, thank you to Hannah for filling in for Coriel. You can find it, including an all-new day. Get 'em or dump 'em. That'll be up on our podcast at kzkx.com.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.